Size Content Marketing Show, bringing you training, insights, and tools to help turn your size company into a real user magnet with targeted content strategies. Hey everyone, welcome to the episode number 14 of the Size Content Marketing Show, the podcast for size founders, CEOs, and marketers who want to start using content to attract more users. My name is Pavel Grabowski. I'm the founder of usermagnet.io, a content marketing agency for B2B size companies. And twice a month, I'm interviewing size founders and marketers about unique content strategies they're using to grow their business. And look, I'm sure you already know that content gives us marketers an incredible opportunity to attract relevant visitors and convert them into trial users, and of course, later into paying customers. But I bet you struggle with figuring out how exactly to do that, right? You wonder how to create a content marketing funnel that would help you convert someone from being just a casual visitor into a trial user, and ideally on autopilot. And if so, then you'll love this episode. Today, I'm talking to Greg Hickman, the founder of a company called Systemly. Greg is by far one of the biggest experts on building marketing funnels. And in our talk, we discuss various strategies for launching content-based funnels. And what really stood out for me from this conversation was Greg's division of leads according to the severity of the problem they experience, or actually the way they perceive the problem. And then, you know, his strategies to target each group with relevant messages. And this is something we discuss closer to the end of the episode. So if you're interested in learning why you should be creating marketing funnels for your blog and then how to do it, then this episode is definitely for you. And as always, you can find detailed show notes for this episode on our site at usermagnet.io/episode14, and that's digit 14. And so without any further ado, here's the interview. Hey, Greg, great to have you on the show. How's things?
Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it. Things are fantastic.
Awesome. Listen, I wanted to chat to you about marketing automation and actually one particular specific aspect of it, and that is creating marketing funnels to drive more results from content. But before we get to that, could you tell us more about yourself and give us the story of Greg, so to say, if you will?
Yeah, for sure. So, I mean, I was born in... I'm just kidding.
For a second, I thought you were actually going to go with it. Okay,
fair enough. Yeah. So I'm an ex-agency, ex-corporate marketer. And in 2014 was really my first full year working for myself. And I actually was in a completely different business than I'm in right now. And I have a lot of experience in the mobile marketing world, over a decade of working with brands, helping them implement a mobile marketing strategy. And when I left corporate, I started doing that on my own, but I was trying to target a different audience, and it was really, really challenging. And I just coincidentally happened to be using Infusionsoft at the time to help automate a lot of the onboarding of our new consulting clients. And I was really falling in love with the automation and marketing funnel aspects of the business. So I kind of, as a trial, went out to a handful of people that I knew, people that I would love to work with, and that I knew, in this case, were using Infusionsoft, and was like, you know, hey, I'm thinking about doing this service where I support Infusionsoft users. This is what I think it's going to look like. Would you be interested in doing like a 3-month trial with me where I help you do, you know, all of these things, and, you know, in exchange for obviously this rate? And very quickly, in 6 days, I had 7 customers, and I was like, oh my God, like the pain is real. I need to give this more attention. And so that was like the end of August of 2015. And so at that point, I said, you know what, I'm going to phase out all of my mobile related clients, and I am going to go all in on the marketing funnels and automation. So from basically September of 2015 till now, which, you know, we're recording March, 2017, yeah, I've been pretty much all in on building my new business, which is called Systemly. And we basically do online marketing funnels and automation for online entrepreneurs. And, you know, we've been kind of rocking ever since. So it's kind of the quick, how did I get here?
Awesome. Now, listen, sounds fantastic. And I know your work with Systemly. I know it's absolutely amazing. So listen, to begin with, do you mind if we kind of start by tackling some terminology I'm sure we'll be using a lot in the show? First of all, what is marketing automation?
Yeah, great question. So I maybe have a different definition than I think some others, but how we at Systemly look at marketing automation is essentially, how do you use technology to deploy your sales and marketing strategy in a way that ideally can remove the business owner or key people in the business from having to do all the tasks by hand manually?
I love that. That's a great one.
Oh, thanks. Cool. We've been working on it for a little while.
You should copyright it, you know.
Yeah.
But it makes sense. It pretty much means you're setting up tasks or processes that so that you know your marketing in, or at least some aspects of it run on autopilot, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And many part. Yeah. I hesitate saying the word autopilot, although okay. I do use it. But you know, I just want to make clear, you know, as we're doing terminology, like. When we say autopilot, we don't mean set it and forget it, because yes, it can automate a lot of things and you don't need to be there to do them manually all the time, but that doesn't mean that you don't need to be actively checking in on it, updating, optimizing, and enhancing it.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely, for sure. So listen, the next term is the funnel. What exactly is a funnel, particularly in the context of email marketing or marketing automation?
Yeah, I think, to be honest, it really doesn't change regardless of how you talk about it, but it's how do you start a conversation with a prospect and move them through stages of awareness into becoming a customer. And, mm-hmm. you know, now, you know, I'd say, you know, 5 years ago, most of that was done via email. But if you think about it, this has been, you know, this happens when you walk into a store and a representative, you know, asks you how you're doing and what you're mm-hmm. looking for. So I think it's really a matter of how do you have a conversation with someone who.
Hello.
And how do you bring them closer to?
I'm going to stop you here. Yep. I lost you there. Your sound went off for a second. So
can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. So I lost you at the say like, how do you start a conversation with someone, and then you dropped off.
Yeah, so I mean, ultimately, I look at it as how do you start a conversation with someone that either has a problem or some sort of pain and move them closer to what is your solution, you know, getting them more likely to buy over time. And, mm-hmm. you know, historically, that has been done predominantly through using email. But, you know, in today's world, you know, now we have Facebook ads and retargeting and, you know, we have, you know, webinars and all these different things that are really just vehicles for us to move someone from their awareness of their pain and problem to being convinced that we as the business owner are the solution for them.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So would that be the... Or actually, what would be the key benefits of creating funnels? And I'll be honest with you, in my understanding of a funnel, at least in this particular instance, I'm more interested in an email because I'm as I mentioned to you prior to the call, the big problem I noticed many SaaS founders would have is that they collect a lot of leads, particularly through inbound strategies, you know, through the blog, content, etc. And that's it. And you know, apart from maybe notifying those leads of any new posts, nothing else happens apart from maybe, you know, sending an email blast once a week about a new content. But that's obviously a missed marketing opportunity. And that's where funnels come in, right? That's mm-hmm. where you can, you know, start using email automation, marketing automation to start doing something with those leads. So what do you think is like the biggest benefits of going through that, you know, process of creating a funnel is
So I mean, I think, you know, imagine that you were able to hop on a phone call with any one of your prospects and uh-huh. and in one call have them pay you to become a customer.
Uh-huh.
While that would be ideal and is in many cases is possible depending upon what your solution is, you want to be able to be confident in the percentage of people that you can have that conversation with that turn into customers.
Yeah.
And so essentially a funnel is how long or short does that conversation need to be in order to get them to become a customer? And I think you touched on something that was really interesting and that I think is one of the key problems that all businesses face with trying to build a successful marketing funnel, is that they actually start with the lead magnet. You know, so like, you know, how do I first acquire the person's email address?
Yeah.
And they start with really only that in mind versus why not thinking about starting that whole thought process with your actual product and offering in the first place and reverse engineer outward to the lead magnet. So what happens is people want to build their list, they want to build a list of prospects, so they start creating lead magnets, but the topic of their content, the topic of their lead magnet is more about what the customer wants and not necessarily geared towards anything that you might be offering them as a product or service or software. And so you're basically building just a list of people, not a list of prospects or a list of customers. And so if you think about, well, what is it that I offer, right? You know, so like think about like lead pages, for example, like they have, you know, a software that helps people collect leads and make landing pages. And if you look at their content, like all of their webinars are around how to more effectively build leads, you know, how to build a business online, you know, how to convert, all of which are things that their software helps people do in some way, shape or form, but it's conversations that their prospects are having anyway. So that's what all of their blog content's about. That's what their webinars all focused on. That's what their podcast is focused on. So that when it comes time to say, hey, look, like now that you know how to convert, or, you know, if you need help with conversion or getting people to opt in, we have this software that makes all of that easier. It really shortens the gap between why someone started engaging with them in the first place to becoming a customer. And I don't think enough people are doing that. Like they're like, you know, they're just talking about anything to get the lead, but the conversation doesn't necessarily actually help get them anywhere closer to becoming a customer of that particular product. So if you just start backwards and work backwards in the conversation of, all right, well, what do we actually help businesses do with our software? What are topics that those people are talking about? What is like a key resource that might help them maybe do that thing faster? Let's make that the lead magnet.
That's actually awesome. So, okay, so let's take the next step. So, you know, we have those leads and they are targeted. So they're not just as you say, not just people, but actually leads, you know, companies or again, people interested in our product. So can you walk us then through like, or is it even possible to walk you, for you to walk us through like a typical funnel, like its structure and most common elements?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, cool. So, I'll start first with kind of like a bigger picture. We believe that there's three different types of leads, and each of those leads are different through a number of key factors. Things like their awareness of their problem, their awareness and trust in us as the business that is going to be offering the solution.
You dropped off again for a couple of seconds. Oh, okay. So we talked about three types of leads.
And so there's three types of leads. We have the oblivious, who these are the people that you know, are feeling the pain, but they're not necessarily sure maybe what's causing the pain or why they have this problem. So we like to say for the oblivious folks, those the symptoms are real, right? Like they feel the symptoms, but they're not really sure what's causing it. Then you move into the afflicted, and the afflicted now, they know what's causing the pain. They're starting to research more about it. They're diving into like, how can I solve this problem? At this stage, they've probably already given you their email address. They're starting to build some trust, assuming you're providing the right content and education. And then as they really move into the informed stage, which is the third type of lead, that's when like they hit the point where they feel the pain so much that they are not willing to go any longer dealing with dealing with that pain. Like the risk now far outweighs the reward. Like they're starting to say things like, how much longer can I go not having a solution to this? Like, I know that there's a solution out there. I've looked at three or four. Like, I need to get rid of this right now. So, you know, I've been following Greg. He's been showing me how to do X, Y, Z. Like, I'm going to go with Greg because he seems like the most viable way to help me get rid of this pain. So there's these three different types of leads, and your funnel needs to talk to all three of them. So ultimately what you might end up having is, you know, this funnel that we're talking about is really three funnels that are stacked on top of each other. And the conversation that is for each of these three types of leads is unique based on the things that they're saying at the time of being in that stage. So like, for example, and this is not like a software example, but I'll get to a software funnel. Sure. But just for those listening, like, I had for a little while, I had pinched sciatic nerve, right? So in the beginning, when I was oblivious, you know, I'd be going to get into my car and I'd have a shooting pain down my leg. And I'd be like, oh my God, like, what is wrong with my back, right? Like, I have this lower back pain. Now it's in my leg. My leg's going numb. Like, all I'm feeling and experiencing are the symptoms. Then when I start doing research, I'm like, okay, you know, I'm starting to Google, like, you know, lower back pain, shooting pains down my leg. And I start to find out that there's multiple things that it could be. But everything that I'm researching is leading me to believe that I have something going on with my sciatic nerve, which goes from my lower back all the way down through the side of my leg. So I go to a doctor and he, you know, does some x-rays, and we find out that I have a herniated disc in my lower back, which is pinching on my sciatic nerve. So when I move certain ways, and based on how it worked, when I leaned forward, I'd get this compression onto my sciatic nerve, which would then give me the pain. So I had to be really cautious of bending forward and certain movements. And at that point, like, I was like, okay, like, I just need to be aware of these things. They said it would go away, you know, if I keep doing certain stretches. Well, 3 months later, like, I'm doing the stretches, it's not going away. So that's when I'm like, all right, how else can I accelerate this, right? So I invest in, you know, acupuncture. I go to a chiropractor. I'm using supplements. Like, I'm doing certain types of yoga. Like, and based on all of my research, I'm finding people that have dealt with sciatic pain that are kind of saying, like, hey, you know, if they told you that it was just going to go away and it still hasn't, here are things that you need to be doing. And so the conversation just went from being very generic, from, hey, like, do you have lower back pain? Like, this, if it's like this, you know, here are five things that might be causing your lower back pain. And so, you know, if I'm in the oblivious state, and I'm like, all I know is that I have lower back pain, and I see advertising and all this stuff about, like, how to solve sciatic pain, like, that would go over my head, because I haven't gotten to the realization that the pain is being caused from my, you know, a sciatic nerve issue, right? So your funnel needs to cater to all three types of leads, and each of those stages is going to, one, require more commitment from the lead. So, you know, the person who is oblivious is most likely not going to register for a webinar. Like, they don't know you. They're not going to sit on a webinar for 60 minutes with someone that they don't know, right? So, as you keep going from oblivious to informed, you're continually growing the level of commitment that the lead is making with you. You're educating them, you're helping them, giving them the knowledge to move from oblivious to afflicted, afflicted to informed, and informed to customer. So how that plays out in our marketing world, you know, really kind of translates to, you know, funnels that work for the informed are typically webinars, either live or evergreen, you know, phone consultations, depending upon the price point, sometimes just like a video sales letter or a video demo. And in some cases on price point, just a really amazingly well-written sales page, right? But all of those are impacted by price. So as price goes up, whether it's software or recurring or a one-time, like, the higher the price, typically the more high touch the the conversion method is going to have to be. So that's why webinars work really, really well for both software and for like digital products that are, you know, $1,000 and up. When you get to, you know, 3,000 to 5,000 and, you know, really above 3,000, 4,000, 5,000, like you kind of need that one-on-one touch point of the sales call, right? Or an in-person meeting. So you can kind of see where I'm going. Like, and sometimes, you know, an end-to-end funnel might look something like this, you know, a blog post. And then on the blog post, there's a call to action that says, hey, take this quiz. You take the quiz, you find out what your result is. The quiz either invites you to a webinar because you answered the quiz in a certain way and they realize that you're ready to buy, or you answered a different way and you're not just ready yet, and they invite you to a video series. And now you're going through a 4, 5, 6, 7 part video series or training that is still free, that is warming them up, educating them, nurturing them on the problem, showing them how the solution is going to look if they were to apply it in their life. And then maybe those people get invited to a webinar, and the webinar is where you get presented with the offer to buy. Now, all leads don't have to go through that entire journey end to end. Your marketing and your advertising will speak to people at all different stages, and you can have advertising that drives right to the blog post. You can have advertising that drives into the quiz. You can have advertising that drives into the video series, into the webinar, right? So based on but all of the language and copy that you're using to talk to each one of those needs to just get more and more specific as you get to, you know, the webinar and the informed, right? So, you know, that's why you see like people like Lead Pages do webinars all around really list growth and conversion, because that's what Lead Pages helps you do, is helps you grow your list and increase your conversions with your website visitors. So a lot of their topics are very close and specific around the ways in which you might accomplish those things. And oh, by the way, here's how you can do those things with Lead Pages. And here's, you know, if you buy today on the webinar, you're going to get this, you know, special annual rate with all of these bonuses that are kind of just enhancements to you helping figure this out.
Yeah, yeah, makes perfect sense. So listen, with that in mind, because I have to say, for somebody listening to it for the first time, it may seem a bit complex, right? So how do you actually decide what's the best funnel for you? So I know the question may sound maybe a bit silly, actually, but like if you were a SaaS company, right, and your goal was to try to boost the trial signups from the blog, what sort of funnel would you have created to achieve that goal?
Can you give me an example of maybe like what the price point of the product would be?
Let's talk like, you know, kind of, I don't know, 20, so in $25-$35 a month range, you know, so we're not talking enterprise.
Okay.
So this is like, say the smallest package is about like, you know, 25-35, then yeah, I don't know, you get 90-95 a month, and then you get enterprise. So so yeah, so you're catering for small businesses, you're catering for big businesses as well.
Yeah, so a couple things. One, a couple questions I would be asking myself first are, obviously, one, what's the price point? Two,
can I stop you? Can you elaborate on the price point on that question?
Yeah, so like, I think the higher the price and the more the commitment that the person needs to make, like, is it a software that I'm going to be, you know, using for over a year? Is it like a temporary thing? Because the higher the price point, more likely like I'm going to need more convincing
that I
want to invest in this. So like the price point, and also how does this fit into my daily life in regards to like what is this solving? Well, also like those two things combined probably help dictate the price, but that also is going to help dictate like how much am I going to need to nurture and educate this person to get them to really want to be spending $29 a month? Like, is this a software that like, you know, it helps me with my email where, you know, I'm going to use it every day, but like, it's not like saving my life, but I can't live without it. Like, I think of like followup.cc, you know, like mm-hmm. I use followup.cc religiously. But like if that was over, I think $10 a month or whatever I'm paying right now, like, I don't know, if that was $30-$40 a month, like it's not that important to me, right? Yeah. Whereas like something like lead pages or like ClickFunnels, you know, things, or Infusionsoft or ActiveCampaign, like my yeah. business heavily runs on these things. And if I can use a $300 a month software and look at that as an employee, right? Like I can justify paying a higher price. Mm-hmm. And if it's going to be doing all these things in my business, like I know how important it is, and I'm going to make that investment.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense.
So it's a combination of price. And also I think of like, where does your product fall in like solving these problems for your customer? Mm-hmm. Because, you know, let's face it, there's a lot of really cool software that, you know, is probably $40 a month that maybe should be $9, mm-hmm. Just because of the types of problems that it's solving. Mm-hmm. So those are kind of a couple things, but of the software, like a lot of the software companies that I use, I would say that I got converted in really one of three ways. Someone that I know, like, and trust referred me to it, so like an affiliate or mm-hmm. like a partner. Mm-hmm. Two, I went on a webinar to learn about the tool and how it can help me solve my problem.
Okay.
And then three, for me personally, this has been like an in-person demo. So being able to schedule a demo, and or sometimes that translates to, it's like a group webinar on how to use the tool. So mm-hmm. I kind of wanted to differentiate those two, because on a webinar, like Lead Pages does, like they weave in Lead Pages, but like the value they're giving me is also powerful, even if I'm not using Lead Pages. Mm-hmm. They just show how Lead Pages makes my life easier. The demo part for me is like, for a lot of software, you know, as we see more and more software come out, sometimes it's like confusing to visualize how this software is going to work in my business. Mm-hmm. And I think the, you know, demos, whether that's an on-screen recording or a webinar that is purely like, hey, here's how agencies can use our tool. Mm-hmm. Like that would be something I've registered for those things, right? Like how can my type of business use this thing on a daily basis? Mm-hmm. So while it can be delivered in the same format, I think the type of content is structured slightly differently. Of all the software I really use, I came in pretty much one of those three ways.
Awesome. So would you say they would be the, like kind of the in terms of inbound marketing, kind of your end goal of a funnel to drive somebody from a sign up on the blog to, you know, a demo, a webinar, etc. Like obviously through different steps. But so would you say that webinar was the almost like your end goal of a funnel, or is that actually a starting point really?
I mean, it could be for some people, right? Like the starting point. Mm-hmm. And, you know, kind of what I think of is you know, listener, knowing your software, what is the most effective way that you've been able to show someone how your software works mm-hmm. as it relates to solving the problem that they need solved, right? Mm-hmm. Like, again, like some of these softwares that are, you know, a Chrome extension, right? I have tons of Chrome extensions that are free mm-hmm. that all it took was, you know, one person writing a blog post with screenshots. And then there's, you know, more complex tools that like I needed to be on the phone with someone to like, you know, I see tons of my friends using ActiveCampaign, but like, how do I use ActiveCampaign mm-hmm. and, you know, sign up for a webinar, or I, you know, hop on the phone with a salesperson and like they show me around and it's very custom to me. Mm-hmm. So if your market, if your audience, your prospect looks at themselves as very customized, you're going to have a really difficult time using things just like video, unless you do tons of different types of videos in all the different scenarios of like how people might view themselves differently. Because mm-hmm. let's you know, give an example. Like, I have a client who teaches Facebook ads to advanced people, mm-hmm. like advanced Facebook marketers. Do you know how many people, by their own definition, think that they're advanced in Facebook ads compared to what my client deems as advanced? So, like, to say, like, hey, you know, and we see this all the time, like, people think that their business, no matter what you tell them, they think their business is different and they need to see how it works in their business.
Yeah.
If that leads to, you know, you're really solving one problem, but there could be 100 different types of people that have that problem, mm-hmm. and they won't budge unless they kind of see the hands-on, you're going to need something like a webinar or yeah. a really in-depth demo or a one-on-one type of thing, right? Yeah. So a lot of factors are involved, but, like, again, from a thinking about scalability, if you could at least get, like, a one-to-many, maybe like a webinar where you're showing a demo of the tool for specific industries with a drive to one, either purchase or a drive to a consultation, mm-hmm. you know, almost like a two-part call to action. I think that's a really powerful way to engage with leads. I think people will register for that, but mm-hmm. probably those people are going to have already been, in more cases, they're going to already be aware of you.
Yes.
They're going to already know that you exist and be aware of the problem, that, like, it's not going to capture everybody, right? So
yes.
like then you go out to the oblivious, like, could I write a really cool blog post to agency owners all about how we can help save time for agency owners, right? Mm-hmm. And so then you can target agency owners and really just getting them engaged so that they're like, wow, that was really good. Oh, wow, these guys have a software, you know, and on that blog post, you know, you're trying to get me to maybe opt into the webinar. But if I was never looking for that software, like, your marketing's not really going to be talking to me, right?
Yes.
So you need to have marketing that talks to people before they even know that they're going to need you.
Mm-hmm. And tell me, so this is it's just a question that you know just popped into my head, because we're you know talking about, you know, different types of approaches, leads, etc. But so here's the question: do funnels have to actually be complex to deliver results?
Absolutely not.
Yeah. So, like, you know, can you have a funnel with literally like two, three touch points and still generate results? Or, you know, because, like, very often you see those examples of, like, almost like endless funnels, you know, you see that they look like mind maps, you know, when you kind of draw them out and you know, there's so many permutations or variations and you know, the age targeting different user behaviors and so on, it's almost endless, right? So
yeah.
But can you actually have a simple funnel? So somebody signs up for your list, gets, like, you know, three messages, or signs up for a webinar, gets three emails, one with, I don't know, recap of a webinar, the other one with some additional advice, third one with an offer of a, you know, a personal consultation, and you know, and actually convert that into, like, and have that working for you, like, generating results.
It's possible, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Every webinar funnel that we've built, not every, but I'd say maybe 80%, they have four emails that are there to get people to show up to the webinar. So they've registered, and we need to get them to the webinar, right? They registered, now they need to show up. So four webinars to get them to show up. There are four emails to get them to show up.
Yeah.
And there are typically six or seven emails in the post follow-up.
Okay.
That span across, you know, 5 to 7 days.
Okay.
Right? So, I mean, that'll convert a lot of people, right?
Yeah.
The thing that where you start getting more complex is when you start scaling out to colder traffic, people that have never heard of you, that don't even know they have the problem yet. It's going to be tough to close them in one email.
Yes.
Unless you're, like, the most amazing copywriter. You know, we talked about the three different types of leads.
Yes.
It doesn't have to be complex. It might just take more time mm-hmm. to tell the story to an oblivious person, like, why they're having this problem, mm-hmm. how they can solve it, while doing it in a way that they'll trust you. Like that could be 3, 4, 5 emails, you know, if you're really, really good at knowing your audience, right? Mm-hmm. It's just a lot less common. But it doesn't need to be like all whiz bang. I mean, it's really just how fast can you have that conversation so that that person is convinced and can go from oblivious to being informed, right? Mm-hmm. It just gets more, it takes more time and there's more work involved as you want to make it scalable. If you're okay with, you know, we have people that close webinars, you know, 10, sometimes 20% to the informed.
Wow.
Right? But if they want to scale beyond, you know, multiple millions, they need to start nurturing people into inform so that they can get them onto that webinar, right?
Yeah.
Not everybody is going to be ready for that webinar at that moment in time.
Yeah.
So like they need to go out and start talking to people well before they're ever going to be ready. And that's where you achieve scale, but it still doesn't need to be complex.
Mm-hmm. So in other words, you're literally when you're the oblivious is like your blog visit, you know, blog reader, blog visitor who comes in, loves your content, signs up for your list, I don't know, through a lead magnet, content upgrade, etc. And so your job really first is to get them into, as you say, into the to become informed. So almost like so yep. Your first funnel really actually doesn't achieve anything in terms of sales or conversions
yep. Apart
from getting them warmed up so they become informed that, you know, that as you say,
as you
mentioned, that they feel the pain so much that they just need a solution now.
So think about it as with the oblivious, you're just trying to create awareness. You're trying to get in front of them as, you know, whatever your content is and make them aware of you.
Yeah.
Okay. And maybe possibly even aware of the problem. Mm-hmm. And why they're having the problem. With the afflicted, this is where in some cases you can convert the afflicted, mm-hmm. but in most cases with the afflicted, this is where you're really starting to engage, right? Mm-hmm. They've maybe downloaded an ebook or they're going through a free course or you're really kind of having a more in-depth conversation while you're building that know, like, and trust factor.
Mm-hmm.
And when you get to the informed, that's kind of that point where it's like, all right, they're completely aware of the pain. If I've done my job right, they already know, like, and trust me. And I'm going to now show them what their life would be like if they used my solution mm-hmm. to eliminate this pain or solve this problem that they're having. And that's when you are at your highest likelihood to convert them into becoming a customer.
Yeah, that's amazing. That's as you say, where webinars, demos, presentations, etc.
Yeah.
That's where it comes in. Listen, this is fantastic. And you know, it's been an amazing insight from you. And I agree. So that, you know, the challenge is really to realize first where your prospects are, you know, in terms of like with or your leads, actually, what type of, you know, leads you attract to different channels. And as I say, target the funnel at them, you know, with the blog.
Exactly.
You really go really cold. Like, you know, it's like you can have a drip campaign. I'm sure you could design a drip campaign that over the course of a couple of weeks or so slowly moves them from or actually accompanies them. That's the way I would actually say that it accompanies them on their journey from oblivious to afflicted and maybe to informed as well. And it's only when they're there, you almost start, it's there when you start slightly fitting in a different kind of information, right? It's where you suggest like, hey, you know, here's what we do or, you know, take a look at this or maybe sign up for a webinar to learn X, Y, and Z. And only then you really start the actual conversion process. Right?
100. Yep, exactly.
So, yeah, and I think that's the biggest mystery of funnels, you know, exposed now, really, because, you know, I think there's this tendency we have as marketers, this tendency to grab any lead, you know, any email or a name and try to convert them. So it's like, you know, somebody signs up from a blog and it's like, we almost like shoot straight for converting them. But as you say, you need to take a step back. You need to slowly nurture them through all the three stages until they're actually ready for your sales message.
100%. 100%.
Cool. Listen, wonderful. That was wonderful. Listen, thank you so much for this. This has been an amazing chat, and thanks so much for all your insights. Before we go, could you tell us one more thing? Where our listeners could go and learn more about, you know, funnels, marketing automation? Do you have any resources or a blog, etc., that they could check?
Yeah, absolutely. Our website is system.ly.
Yep.
And we have a blog there, and we also have a free private Facebook group. If you go on Facebook and you search No Leads Left Behind,
awesome,
which is essentially our kind of methodology, you can request to join that group. It's a private group. It's free, but it's a private group.
Awesome.
So just hop in there. We're doing Facebook Lives all the time and having good conversation around marketing funnels and automation. So join us there for the conversation.
Awesome. I'm going to include those resources in the show notes, and I'm going to include actually one more thing, if you don't mind, because there is one resource I got from you from your website, and that's actually a kind of blueprint for a webinar funnel. And that was a great eye opener in terms of how you structure, because basically we're thinking of launching a webinar now, and it was a great eye opener in terms of, like, how do you structure, like, the whole email sequence and how do you build up anticipation. So if you don't mind, I'll link to the landing page there. And listen, thank you so much again. It's been an amazing chat, Greg. Thanks so much for coming on the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Cheers, man. Bye.